Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I feel like I've just gone back in time. Something has happened to me that hasn't happened in like fucking 16 years. Seriously, somebody called me a loser, and they meant it. It wasn't like, you know, your buddy was like, dude, you're a fucking loser, or, you know, like a family member was giving you shit. It was nothing like that. This was serious. This was another adult, another grown-up, legitimately telling me in a fit of anger that they thought I was a loser. And in typical 2018 douchebag bitch fashion, this wasn't even done face-to-face. This was done over social media. This was done over... Actually, is social media the right term? It was like done over like a messaging service. You know, like a text message or a Facebook message or something along those lines. Is that... Let's just stop for a quick second here. Is that shit considered social media? I don't know if it is. Like, if you're texting with somebody back and forth, is that social media? If you use the Facebook messenger and you're talking back and forth, is that social media? Because it's the same goddamn thing as a text. But the most important factor of this story is it wasn't even done face-to-face. I got called a loser and I didn't even get to hear the person's voice. And why it was called a loser, I don't know. It's just dumb, fucking, childish bullshit. Somebody got mad at me because I brought them up and I wasn't supposed to bring them up. Like, it's honestly that stupid. Like, hey, why did you say that? Why did I say what? Like, your name? What the fuck are you talking about? People are so, like, bitchy about when their name gets brought up or, like, if they're talked about. Like, just because somebody, like, talks about you doesn't mean that they're making fun of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to fucking run what I'm going to talk about by people. For example, right now, there's a football game on to my left. And fucking Green Bay Packers are on my television. And Aaron Rodgers is on the field. And I just fucking said the name Aaron Rodgers. I don't have to ask him to talk about Aaron Rodgers. This is like completely innocuous bullshit. So it was something super innocuous. It wasn't something derogatory. I wasn't bashing this person. I didn't say this person was a fucking asshole. I wasn't insulting them or their friends or anything along those lines. I just brought up their name, and it was a big fucking problem for a reason I have yet to understand. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? Are you like seriously upset? Like, what the fuck? What's the matter? And it's like, yo, you know, you said my name. I was like, you know what, dude, I'm sorry, but I don't have to run what I'm going to talk about by anybody. I don't give a fuck if anybody likes it or not. It's one thing if I'm being a dick, but other than that, I mean, if I'm not being an asshole, what I talk about and who I talk about it with is none of your fucking business. So fuck off. I didn't even say fuck off, though. I was polite. And that answer was not, like, sufficient. So I got called a loser. Like, don't use my name, loser. And I'm looking at the phone, and I couldn't determine if it was one of the most awesome things that's happened to me in the last 15 years, or if it was one of the most pathetic. That person calling me a loser was like done to like make me feel bad. It was done to make themselves feel superior. It was done as like a put down. And I'm looking at it and it didn't work because I don't give a fuck. I'm a loser. Like, wait, who, are we in fucking fifth grade? Did this actually just happen? Like, I think I read it and I kind of like laughed. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And here's the best part about this interaction. I was actually going to respond to that. I was like, nah, whatever the fuck. And I tried to respond to it and I couldn't. I was like blocked on the application. So not only was I called a loser, the person did it and then like blocked me socially. It's the equivalent of when the only means of communication was just the phone. And you'd like be a big telephone tough guy. You'd like fucking shout some shit and then you'd slam the fucking receiver down. And when you did that, you got like a sense of satisfaction, like, ah. Like if you're young and you've never had those old school phones, you don't know how fucking awesome it was to get like super pissed and to just slam that goddamn phone down. Like it was almost as if like you were slamming it like right on the person's face. Like take that, you motherfucker. Here's another thing too with the fact that it happened online or, you know, over technology or through technology or whatever the fuck. I've seen this person since. Like this isn't somebody that I like don't run into. And surprise, surprise, when we're face to face, nothing gets fucking said. It's not like it's going to continue in real life because that would require actually having the balls or the courage or the fucking tenacity or the, you know, the fucking abject stupidity to just walk up to somebody and fucking say shit like that. But nobody has the fucking balls to do that. Nobody has the courage to do that. Nobody says these types of things to people face to face. It's like when you look at like a message board online or when people talk politics, and I use the word talk very fucking loosely online. It's just douchebags basically shouting arguments back and forth and insulting each other. But these are things that would never happen face to face. It's very simple to just fucking like tap out the word loser or fuck you on your fucking phone and not have to fucking like face anybody. It bothers me from this standpoint that it's fucking 2018. We're fucking grown-ups. And this doesn't just go for this mystery person. This goes for fucking everybody. As a society, we're doing things that are fucking gutless because it's easy to do them. Tell you what, if you're going to thumb out a fucking tweet, if you're going to fucking say something in a text, you better have the fucking courage to deliver that in real life. You better keep doing it. If you're going to fucking drop loser on me, I better expect to be called a fucking loser in real life. You better keep that shit going. And not that I'm like trying to beat my chest or I think like fighting fucking solves anything because I think there's dumb macho bullshit too. But I just think it's lame. I think it's fucking weak. I think people are fucking weak. If you don't have the guts to do it in person, then don't do it online. That's it. Simple as that. Well, I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays, and I'll let you know what other insults fly my way. It'll probably take a while. But Sundays and Wednesdays in the meantime is when you're going to get your new podcast episodes. I'm on Podbean. Every episode's there, website or app. I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Play. You can catch me on Twitter at Johnson Hates You, Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes, and I'm going to keep putting the podcast in my Facebook timeline for you.